The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Megan, I am so happy about this interview, especially since you are our first reoccurring guest on the podcast. So thank you so much for coming back.
Woo-hoo, thanks for having me back. I'm so excited.
So much has happened since we last saw each other. A pandemic, you had a baby, I was in high school, now in college. There is so much to catch up on. First of all, how's being a mom?
It's the greatest thing ever. I always wanted to be a mom, so I knew it'd be good, but I didn't know it'd be this good. And he recently got glasses, and I didn't think he could get cuter, and he's so cute. It, like, hurts, and I just keep going, oh, I want more, you know? I want four babies.
Four? That's a very specific number.
Yes, it's a lot. We're, like, trying to name the rest of them already, and everyone's like, mm-mm.
Like, are you going to do, like, our names, or are you going to change it up?
That's why I was like, we have to figure this out right now because we either have to do all ours or we have to go Rahis, Lalis, you know, like they all have to sound the same or something. Our biggest thing is we don't want to name him after anybody or name our babies after anyone. And we don't, like, if you know someone who's like a bad person with that name. It ruins a name. So I'll be like, oh my God, what about this name? And Daryl's like, I hate that guy. I'm like, okay, you know. So we have to both not know anyone in the world with that name.
Do you go through the baby books?
Oh, I go through the websites that are like unisex names. And like, I like names that could be for a boy or a girl. That's my favorite too. So I'm really narrowing it down.
Like Dylan or Sean or Ryan.
Yeah. My brother's name Ryan, so I'm like, I already lost that one.
That's an R name, too.
I know, it's perfect.
Rip.
I might just rip it for like a daughter. Oh, so cute.
For a daughter, that could
be nuts.
For a redheaded spy kid.
That's it.
Yeah. It would break your naming after rule, but because it's a girl, it doesn't count.
Yeah, like we knew Riley. I wanted a girl named Riley, but then, and we knew the name, and then they were like, it's a boy. And I was like, we're keeping the name.
Was it a surprise? Did you know the gender?
They called me at 10 weeks. They could do a blood test now. Sick. I was like, I need to know now. And she was like, actually, it's a boy. And I was like, oh.
I'd be the anticipation of not knowing for 9 months.
No, I think people are crazy that they can achieve that patience.
My mom did that with both of us. And I was like, how?
No. And then when people are like, you just have to see the baby's face and then you'll know the name. Wrong.
Really?
Baby looks completely every week that baby changes. Like you have a whole brand new baby every week.
You know, newborns look so different than the baby.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you push it out, they're aliens for at least a couple weeks. Like,
really?
Yeah, truly.
Was having a C-section scary?
Terrifying. I've never had stitches. I've never had surgery, dude. I was like, I've had vocal surgery, but I was asleep. This, you have to be awake. You have to be awake. And they come out in 7 minutes, but you hear everything. You smell everything. I was like, am I going to be moving? They're like, no, bitch. I was on a roller coaster. I was like, okay. And then he came out and he wasn't breathing. I was like, where's that cry? Wasn't breathing. They took him to the NICU and they're like, dad, do you want to stay here with wife or do you want to go to baby? And I was like, you stay. And the doctor was like, you should go with the baby. And I was like, you betrayed me. And so he left and I was alone for 45 minutes getting sewed back up.
And you didn't get to meet him right off?
No. I got to see him for 1 second and they took him away. And I was like, well, that didn't go. I was so drugged up though that I was like, he's fine. Like,
were the drugs so great?
But yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was at ease. Like my mom was like crying on the phone because she couldn't be with me because of COVID. So she was like, are you okay? And I was like, he's good.
You're like, I'm chilling.
Yeah. And then I talked about it like weeks after with my therapist. And she's like, so you definitely have some PTSD. Like we have a little trauma. We're going to work on it. That was a traumatic birth. And I was like, oh,
was it planned for that to happen?
It was planned for a C-section because he was breached. Like he was not in any kind of position to be pushed out. And he flipped right at the end. And I was like, did you know? So... And I was, like, watching every video on how to give birth. I watched my aunt give birth twice. I was like, I'm ready. And then they're like, C-section. I was like, I haven't seen these videos yet. Like, my research.
Yeah, I would get an epidural. I have nothing to prove. Oh, yeah.
No, you need it. I need it. I need that epidural. My friend Hillary Duff has home births, which you can't have any drugs for that. She's a hero.
I'd want to be around doctors just for, like, my anxiety.
Me too, right? I was like, I want to be tubed up. I want the oxygen close. I want the NICU right there.
I want
there.
Everything just in case. Because I plan for worst case scenarios.
Oh, yeah. I go to death every time. If I say goodbye to my... It's a problem I'm working on. When I say goodbye to anyone, I'm like, you'll probably get in a car accident. I'll never see you again. And that's our last goodbye. It's a real thing I'm working on.
That is actually really funny you say that. Because I used to have horrific separation anxiety. And I couldn't do sleepovers. And I would always think if I went on a sleepover that I would either die or my parents would die.
Wow.
Yeah. And therapy helped. See? And now I don't have those.
Therapy!
And now I
don't think like that. Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. We have a lot in common, Megan.
We do. I feel you, girl. Stay in that therapy. It's amazing.
Truly. What's the hardest part about having a kid that no one told you about?
I guess I wasn't warned a lot of, like, when they fall. Like, you have to – you're going to just watch it happen, you know? And you have to try to not go, oh, my baby, you know, which I do. And Daryl's like, calm, you know?
They really look how you react, too.
Yeah. No one really talks about, like, I don't know, when they fall, it hurts. If they're in any pain, if he has a cold, you're just like, oh, my God. You're as happy as your least happiest kid, which is real.
What has been the most interesting part of seeing your son grow that is just like, oh my goodness, he's like a human now?
I guess like the eyesight part. Like I didn't realize too when they're infants, they're like they can only see a certain distance. Hmm. So that was bizarre. Like they're literally learning how to see and breathe and eat and swallow.
Something that's so refreshing about like the what you post and your content is just that honest and you're not showing the easy parts, which I feel like is what social media is often, a highlight reel. So what made you want to get more into social media? Because you have the podcast now,
TikTok, the social media expert. What made you open up more on those platforms?
I mean, I think like the pandemic showed me that we can work from home. And I enjoy working from home because usually we're on the road constantly. And now with a baby, I'm trying to do more work from home so I could see him and be with him. So I think a podcast with my brother, too, was just like a fun extra way to have therapy with him, and we've had many family breakthroughs. So if you ever like are struggling with a family member, just start a podcast and you just talk for an hour a day. It's great.
What's the biggest thing being on a podcast has taught you?
That there's other people out there that feel exactly how you feel. It's very nice. It's very nice. And it's like watching Ryan talk about his sobriety and how many people comment like, yo, I'm going through the same thing and you talking about it really helps me. Like watching him see how his words impact others out there is a beautiful thing. And it's like something not a lot of people get to experience. So that is the best part. And I'm so beyond proud of him. I think he's the coolest. He's like my favorite person ever. So watching him become a better person because he's been working on it has been the best part of our lives.
How is the podcast? Has it made you guys closer or has it brought some tension? Because I know working with family can bring some.
Oh, it's definitely made us closer. Well, I always work with my family, so we're not like that. Luckily, thank God. But he used to be my camera guy forever and he never was like, I want to take pictures. I just like threw a camera in his hands and he was like, okay. And he was like, I'm not even looking, but sure. And I think over years of that, he wanted to quit and we got into a big blow up. And that was like the last time he drank. So that was him trying to say, I want to quit, but not like upset you. And I was like, I want you to quit and not freak out. So it was, this is a new lane where he's like working and he's in front of the camera and he is really honest with himself and it's helped him a lot. It's like the best therapy. He's just become such a nice person, a nicer person because he was already great.
I love that. And I think there's something about the podcast format where there's no like 3-minute videos where you have to like get in points. You can just kind of show your personality and be yourself.
Oh yeah. I'm always like, do you want to plan something? He's like, nah, we'll wing it. I'm like, okay. And we do just cause like we're best friends. So we can just chat all day long.
Yeah. I love working on a podcast.
I love your podcast. You're amazing.
Thank you so much. I feel like you're just talking about how human you are. We need more of that.
Yeah. Like working on it. The concept is like, we're just working on being better humans in every category of our life. So we get really, really open and really honest. And I like that. I think it's harder to pretend to be somebody when you're in this business. It's like, it's exhausting. So being myself, people enjoy that. And that's wonderful because then I don't have to pretend to be anybody else.
Do you think showing more of yourself on social media has allowed you to be more open in your songwriting and your music? Or are they two separate things in your mind?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially like this album, I came out with Bad For Me, which is like a slower song, but a real situation that I had with my therapist, with a family member, and had to write a letter and send it to him. And that stuff is real. And I wrote it the next day. And a lot of people I've seen on TikTok relate to that. And they'll even say, I needed this like 10 years ago. Like this song is me right now. And it's really cool to relate with others like that. And I've been writing a lot about being a mom because I feel like moms aren't supposed to complain or cry online. And, you know, and it's like, well, it's, a lot of stuff is hard and scary. Like we just found out he's not using his left eye because it's like, yeah, because his eyesight is that bad that he just wasn't using it. And when we discovered that, Daryl and I were like heartbroken because we're like, we had no idea this poor boy like couldn't see. So there's a lot of crazy emotions that come with being a parent and I want to talk about it because it helps a lot of people out there and it makes me feel like I'm normal.
I actually had a similar experience when I was about 4. My left eye used to cross and I couldn't.
Yeah.
I had to use the eye patch and everything on my right eye to make it stronger. I had my little red glasses, so I know the struggle.
Yeah, they find it younger now. So they can find it at 6 months old. So when he's a year and a half, he's a baby, and he has glasses. And they're like, well, at least you caught it now. And I was like, what? I feel like he's so young. And they're like, well, nowadays we can catch it earlier. But my brothers didn't get glasses till they were like 4. So they lived their life like walking into walls.
That was me. I would literally, my brother used to make fun of me. I would walk, when we were in a hotel room and there was clear doors, I couldn't tell that they were closed. So I would just walk into the door because I just could not have that depth perception.
It's so heartbreaking. And your parents, they must have felt so bad. We just felt so bad.
My brother was cracking up. He was cracking up. And I was just crying on the floor. But that's what siblings are for.
That's what we're here for. Yeah.
That's what they're here for. But I feel like growing up can be really hard. And I think it's really cool how you're documenting the struggles of being a parent because, again, it's just not happening much.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm even allowed to talk about it, but I'm going to do it for you because I love you. I'm writing a book about pregnancy and, like, how bizarre it is and, like, things no one told me, you know? So
what's the strangest
thing really open.
No one told you about pregnancy? Because I'm very curious about this.
I knew, like, you could have different skin, like pimples and stuff, but I straight up got perioral dermatitis, where it's like dry, rough patches, kind of like rosacea. And I just thought I kept like burning my skin on products or like the makeup brushes I were using were I was allergic to. So I'd have these dry patches and it was miserable and itchy. And I was like, what is this? And later I found out like, oh, it can come with your hormone imbalance. And I was like, oh. So there's really strange stuff that I'm going to get into in the book.
Oh, the woman's body is crazy.
It's crazy. We're amazing.
We're amazing.
We're the greatest. We're the greatest. I grew eyelids. Eyelids.
Did you know, fun fact that always like blew my mind, you grow the taste buds and the eyelashes in the third trimester.
Whoa, sick.
Did you ever feel the pressure of bouncing back after having a kid? Because I feel like there's this big pressure on like snapping back into your same body, but no, like your body changes.
I knew like I had a goal of snapping back because I also was my heaviest when I got pregnant. I was like in COVID, gained that 15, you know, like I was 185 pounds and that was my heaviest. And then I got pregnant and I went up to like 220. And so after I gave birth, you lose like 10 pounds because that's the baby. But I got a dietitian after I was trying to do it myself and I wasn't succeeding because I didn't know how to work out right or eat right. And I tried to count calories and it was miserable. And I was like, I don't want to hate this. So I got a dietitian and she taught me like the beauty of healthy food and how food is fuel. It's not just like,
right?
It could be a beautiful thing. She taught me how like we're all burning fires, right? And if your fire goes out, like you don't eat for a long time, you're going to feel angry and miserable. And if you try to throw a fat log on that fire, like eat a fat, huge meal, it's not going to make the fire go up. You're just going to like give yourself a tummy ache. So she taught me like you have to eat snacks all day and you have to like always eat when you're hungry. And I was like, wow, I thought it was like starve, you know? So she taught me I love healthy food. And I lost like 60 pounds now. I weigh 157 now. And
yes.
When I got pregnant, I was 185. So I'm like the healthiest I've ever been.
As long as you feel good, that's what matters. And something I never thought I would struggle with was food.
Yeah.
I would go through those cycles. I think being on social media really exacerbated it, where I was like, okay, I'm going to work out. I'm going to eat right. And then it would get to the point where I also have OCD, which I think dieting for me is not good. And I would be like, oh my goodness, there are too many calories in a strawberry. And right when that happened, I was like, I think we have an issue.
Yeah, it's scary and it can really mess with your mind. So my dietitian taught me, she's like, we're not going to weigh this week. It doesn't matter. Like, do you feel good? And I'd be like, yeah, I feel great. Yeah. And that's how we do it. And she's just so good. She also specializes with like teenagers or anyone with an eating disorder. But she told me too that like a 10-year-old boy came in with like anorexia. Like it's kind of spiking again. And I think it's social media and it's heartbreaking, but she's like having her specialize in that too really helps me out because she makes sure like, are you happy? Are you talking to your therapist? Is everything okay? How has your week been? So she changed my life. Her name is Christy. She's
Shout
on my
out
podcast.
Christy.
She changed my life forever and changed my like bad habits. I wasn't taking care of myself and now I am.
That's so important, and it's really hard to get yourself to that point, to fully love yourself, and I feel like we're also on that journey. What advice do you have for little tips and tricks to get through the day to stay more positive and confident?
Oh, man, I've heard so many things, but I mean, self-talk, like being positive, I know it's hard, but
so hard.
The more negative, the negative you are, like the more your brain hears that like 14,000 times over and over again, so you're just bullying yourself, and my therapist had me look in the mirror for 5 minutes a day naked and just look at myself. And I was like, I hate this. Like, it was the hardest. Day one was the hardest thing ever. Day three, I was like, huh.
You're well, like, yes, go off. Good.
Yeah, you start, it starts turning and you see the that it's working. So it's all starts with you working on yourself. And it's very hard to do, but it's a thing I'm working on every day.
That sounds like what I used to do, exposure therapy, where it's essentially just doing your biggest fears and then just going straight into it. And it's effective. Yep.
Oprah taught me that one. Yeah. Whatever scares you, you should probably do it. I'm like, okay. And I had to do a TV show right after I gave birth. I had like 3 months off, and which is like the normal of what they have now because America's crazy. But I was like, I'm going to be on television that like gains 10 pounds no matter what. And it was a food program. So I had to eat food all day. Top Chef Family Style. Check it out. And I'm like, I was like pumping during breaks and then I was like eating their food. And I was like, oh, I was really on a like on a program and I was really looking forward to not doing this. But I'm the only woman in history who's lost weight on that show because it's all about moderation. That's what that show taught me. It's like I can eat whatever I want as long as it's little.
You know? That's a fun fact.
Fun fact. Yeah. Everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Well, actually on set, it was like all women and they were so they took care of me and one was pregnant. Like, literally every day, I was like, go, girl, you're a hero.
Okay, let's take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk about being a woman in America these days. All the different styles of music you're bringing in your new album, how hard but beneficial it is cutting out toxic relationships out of your life, and so much more. We'll be right back.
I'm Elia Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. It's really hard to be a woman nowadays, especially in America. And I just want to thank you all so for posting and talking on social media about what's happening with the Supreme Court and Roe v. Wade, because it's more people should talk about it. And it's a really hard thing. So thank you for saying something.
I know. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I got a lot. I don't get a lot of hate comments, or I don't look for them. But that one, I got a lot of nasty stuff. And it's not even like hate comments. This shit was evil. It was like, well, at least you didn't abort your beautiful son. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So I turned off the comments, and life is much better. But that day, I was releasing my song that day, so I was like, oh, well, this sucks, you know? And I wanted to make sure I wasn't posting about me. And then I was like, I really have to say something, and this is terrible. And we're supposed to be land of the free, and it doesn't feel like it.
It really doesn't.
So I did a post.
It's scary to be a woman, but hopefully by having these conversations and talking about it, we can change the stigma that I don't know where it came from.
Yeah. It's like we're going backwards. I don't get it.
I'm in college right now, and I'm very scared. I'm an anxious person, but like adding the social aspect and knowing that my rights aren't secured is like,
In some places, like birth control is being taken away, and it's like there's so many medical reasons why we need all these things, and they're not thinking about that. It's very, very frustrating. And my friend and I joke all the time, like, should we go to Canada? Like, should we just leave?
Like, is it time to go to Canada now?
Is it time to find a house? Yeah, but it's scary. And hopefully something good will happen, because we're just going the wrong way.
Just to switch topics a little bit, I have really noticed about your music in this next album is you're changing up the style. You're just trying out different styles, different dramas, and I love it.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I was going really pop for a while there because I love pop, and I love, this is still pop music, but I did want to bring in my elements from my first album. Mm-hmm. I keep telling people it's like Tidal 2.0, if Tidal grew up, you know, and it's, so you'll hear like the doo-wop vibes that everyone loves, and I tried to go songwriting first. So songs like Superwoman are very, like, people call my Dolly Parton song. Mm. And that's, I was really proud of that because my whole life, like, my favorite thing in life is songwriting. So when I'm improving there, I'm like, oh, I'm winning, you know? Like, I'm doing the best I can.
Driving.
Yeah, I'm like, the practice finally made it through, you know? And so these songs are very powerful, and I think my best songwriting yet. I know it, too, because I've experienced life more.
And I think there's that balance where to write about life, you have to experience it and not just focus on writing it. So what has that process been to not focus on like if a song's going to be viral, but focus on improving the writing and becoming the best artist for yourself.
Yeah, I think the best part about writing a whole album and a project is that you can have songs like, well, it's really because I have a platform. It's like, what do I want to say?
Yeah.
And then being a mom, I was like, well, I want to say, like, this is hard. And, like, and everyone was interviewing me at the time. And they're like, you're so positive and so happy. And you're like, how do you do it? You're so confident. And I was like, no, dude, I write these songs because I'm in my head. Like, I see a therapist every week. I'm on antidepressants. Like, I'm here and I'm working my booty off.
Working on it.
Like, I'm working on it, but you got to work on it. And that's my songs are my therapy. Like my songs are me admitting like, not everything is perfect over here, you know, especially bad for me. I didn't know that would be a single. I didn't know that'd be first. That's like a real personal thing that's happening in my family that my family members are like, that's going first. I'm like, It's like, I was just trying to work through something that hurt.
I'm just trying to cope over here.
I'm just coping. So, yeah, this album had a lot of heart. And I think, like, the last song in the album called Final Breath is literally the movie The Notebook. Because I tell Daryl, like, that's how we're going to die. Like, holding hands in bed, old.
That's so bittersweet and romantic at the same time.
Yeah. So, I have an impending doom fear of death.
Mm. So, that's
same. The album for sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've always been
terrified.
It's the unknown of it.
It's the unknowing. I'm going to a haunted mansion with the podcast at the end of this month to hopefully see a ghost so that I know I could stick around after I pass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I want to know that I could still chill with my kids.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I want to so bad. I just haven't seen one. But I love watching the videos online. I'm like, that might be real. You know?
I'm like skeptical, but I'm like, but, like, if it were real, that'd be pretty crazy.
I'm like, that's so wonderful to know that I could chill here and haunt everyone. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Manifest, manifest, manifest.
Manifest, manifest, haunt forever, yes.
Do you manifest?
I guess so, but not, like...
Intentionally.
Not, like, wake up. Yeah, I'll say stuff like, we're going to write a book one day, you know, and then I'm doing it. Or, like, we're going to have four kids, you know, and so that's going to happen. I'm always like, I want twins too, so I can get a 2-for-1 deal. And I'm like, Daryl, we're gonna have twins. And I already had a C-section, so there's like a Target. Like,
go ahead.
Just open it right back up.
We'll get them out safely, you know? So that's a dream.
Something that I really love about the song Bad for Me is how honest it is. There are so few songs that talk about
the hard stuff.
The hard stuff and the toxicity that relationships can form. And just because it was amazing at one point doesn't mean that it's still meant to go on. Do you struggle with that also? Cutting relationships if it gets a little toxic?
Oh, my God, yeah. I've got it from my mom, which is I feel so bad. We were in therapy yesterday. I dragged my mom to therapy. And she was like, you guys feel like you're responsible for everyone's feelings, huh? And I was like, yup, ding, ding, ding. Like, I have to make sure everyone's happy. And, like, and my mom is the same way, so I got it from her. She's like, you're not really responsible for everyone's happiness, right? Like, it's not up to you. And I was like, ooh. So, like, yeah, this situation, when you have a family member, it's so hard because I've cut off friends and I've seen the benefits and, like, seen, oh, my God, life is so much easier and better. And I think, like, Meryl Streep said something like that, like, if they're toxic, then they need to be out of your life. And I was like, I'll do whatever you say, Meryl Streep and Oprah. They're just, like, soul suckers, you know? But when it's family, it's harder, man, because they're not chosen and they're like, they're blood and you have to see them every Christmas. And it's really difficult to try to ask them like, hey, this isn't good for me. We need space or we need time, especially when you write out a beautiful letter and get no response. Like that really sucked. But it told me like what I'm doing is right, you know? Like when they show who they are, that's who they are. Believe them.
I went through that and I wrote a letter to a family member a few months ago and I never sent it.
Really?
I did because I knew there was going to be no response. So I just wrote it and I got all the closure from that.
You know what I have? My team is so smart. They did this, honestly. They made a website for me, a campaign for the song. My therapist told me to .co where you can literally go write an anonymous letter and just like blast it out.
That's right? Amazing.
So smart. I was like, guys, you're geniuses.
We have to take one more quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about how therapy has impacted your life, your marriage, and going back on tour. We'll be right back.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
she would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
How long have you been in therapy?
Couple of years now, but I got a new therapist that, like, because that's the thing, if you have one bad therapy session, you're like, I hate it. My family and my parents are in that generation where they're like, I don't need therapy, I'm not crazy. I'm like, you need so much therapy, it's insane.
If you're saying that, you need therapy.
Yeah, exactly. So I got this therapist though that specializes in like moms who work and who are famous too. So I got the jackpot. I'm like,
three
ma'am.
In one.
Yeah, she, but other than that, she's like, she's such a genius, everything. She asked me questions. Like, nobody does that in therapy. She's like, when she asked me, like, wow, that's crazy. Are you responsible for everyone's happiness and, like, their life and how they turn out? I'm like, no.
It's like, maybe.
I'm like, but I could be, but I don't know. Yeah, she's good.
I'm in a new phase where I'm like, I'm looking for a therapist.
It's hard. It's like dating.
It is like dating. And that is why I'm having no luck in that area either. So...
Because I have, you will, I promise. I heard Bumble's really good. I heard Bumble's great.
I've tried. Horror stories on Bumble.
Also, like, there's still that, the, if your friend knows someone, that works. That worked for me. I asked my friend, I was like, do you know any guys who are, like, really nice? I just want a nice guy. And then I met him, was like, we're getting married.
I love that story. How long have you been married for now?
We've known each other now. We started 6 years ago. We had just had our date anniversary, July 1st. And we've been married for 3 years now.
How's you marriage know, life? Is it different than you thought? So good.
No, it's like exactly what I thought. It's amazing. But it's better than I thought it would be. I thought I'd marry like some douche and I'd have to like train him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's such a softy and he's so emotional. And it's so good for us because he like cares extra. Like, on Mother's Day, he wrote me a card, and then he'll write a card from Riley. Like, he's a softie. He's really, really cute. And he would write, before I had babies, he'd write every card from my dogs. He was like, happy Mother's Day, Mom. We love you. Thanks for taking care of us. I was like, yeah, he's one of those. So, like, but now I feel like I have to preach to the world, like, don't settle. There's really good men out there, you know?
It's hard. I feel like something that has, like, blown my mind at college is that people only... at least what I've experienced, ask for Snapchat. Where did phone numbers go?
That's so weird.
And they don't even, everything is on Snap text or Snapchat. And maybe, no conversations, just photos. I'm like, I don't want to see your face.
I'm not even on Snapchat again. I got to get back on there.
Yeah.
I feel like social media is ruined dating because my older brother, he's like almost 30 and he's with his friends. And his friend's like, oh my God, that girl's so beautiful. Like, I would do anything to date her. And he's like, go say hi. And he's like, what? I can't talk to her in person. He's like, I'll just like find her on Instagram. I was like, and Ryan's like, oh no.
Go for in person over a DM always.
I'll just DM her, yeah.
That's one of the things about social media where I find if I'm on it for too long, I need to get off.
Yeah, we take breaks for sure.
Something else that I wanted to talk to you about is that I know you've written songs for so many artists. We talked about this in the last episode. I was very curious to know, is the songwriting process when you're writing for someone else, how does it differ from when you're writing for yourself?
It's always different. Recently, I've been writing for, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, screw it. I've been writing for JoJo Siwa, and she's my friend, so it's different that way, where she's like, she comes over to my house, and we have a full session, and she gives me ideas, and she writes with me. So, like, in that world, I'm writing with the artist.
Yeah.
But in other worlds, I'll have songs that are just banked that didn't really make sense with my album, and I have a bunch of extra ones. But some are so special, and they're like, oh, God, that needs a home. And we always say, like, that needs a really good home. So we'll pitch stuff like that. Or the producers I've written with who have those songs that aren't out, they're like, can we pitch them? So I have, like, I think... A K-pop girl, I think, is about to cut one of my extra songs that I had. I'm like, yes!
Yay! You know? More homes for them to go to.
Yeah, it's so random, and it's my dreams to write for more artists. So my team was like, this time around, let's write for you, and then let's take more sessions and just write for other artists. I was like, I would love to.
Who's your dream artist to write for? Like, if you could write for any artist right now, dead or alive, who would it be?
Well, nowadays, I just want to write a song with Ed Sheeran because I think it'd be so magical. And Bruno Mars. I'd love to write a pop banger for Dua Lipa. I feel like that'd be easy and fun. Jojo Siwa. And who else do I love? I love Tate, the new artist. Am I saying that right? Yeah. Tate McRae.
She was on the podcast.
She's so cool. I want to write for her. She's so cool. If anyone wants to sing my songs, that's a dream.
When you're writing for like your friends versus just having artists, how does that process differ?
I'll just try to write like made the best song win. I'll just try to write a really good song. And then we'll be like, oh, this sounds like her. You know how like Dua Lipa's in that disco pop world? If I wrote a disco pop song, I'd be like, let's pitch that to Dua, you know? Mm-hmm. I would die to write like a Caribbean song for Rihanna, like a reggae song. And that's my real dreams.
I just want to hear her lullabies that she sings.
I know. I'm trying to do a lullaby album too, like a kid's music. Because I've seen there's like the market's small, you know, for these kids.
You have the perfect voice for it too.
I know. And then I can make little YouTube videos and be like, hi, we're going to sing this song today.
And you can get like little calming bird animations of just like.
I'll be like, that's mama.
I think this needs to happen. And you're right. I haven't heard of many like lullaby albums.
What's her name? One girl did it and she did great. The girl who sings a thousand years loved you for a thousand more.
Christina Perry.
She did an amazing kids lullaby album that was really beautiful. So I got to try to top that. No, I got to try to listen to that and take notes because she nailed it.
Would this entail writing like children's songs or going off?
She did like great covers too, but I want to do like originals. Like I'm sick of ashes, we all fall down. So dark. All these things are so dark. And the rockabye baby. Like, when the tree has a cradle, will rock and the... What is the lyrics? I've never really thought about this. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come, baby, cradle and all. Like, what is scarier than that? Nothing. So, I'm gonna rewrite them.
Why was that saying to us as a child that we're gonna fall out of our crib?
It's horrific. There's a lot of really scary ones. So, I'm gonna try to rewrite those and make them, like, pop.
Would you ever write a musical?
I would love to, yeah. My dream, one of my other bucket list dreams, besides writing like all the music to an animated film that I write, is for it to go on Broadway. And then I'm just like, wow, my songs are just playing on Broadway. Like, and I don't think I have the strength to go do 8 shows a night and star in it myself, but I'd love to just be known as like the songwriter, you know?
Kind of like a Sarah Bareilles waitress moment where you can pop in when you want.
I'm just right behind Sarah. I'm following her.
Would you ever write a children's book?
Yes. After my pregnancy book, I already got it. It's going to have textures, dude. I'm doing it all.
I'm like DJ Khaled. Touched the textures.
Yeah, those are the big hits. That my kid only likes those books. And I don't know why, because he can't see.
Poor kid, see? He just felt.
No, does he have to wear the eye patches?
No, we skipped right over that, I think, because it's that bad. and he just wears his glasses. And it took him like 2 days, but now he wears them all the time. Because he, like, forgets they're on. They're so cute, though. Check out my Instagram. I did a video of it.
Oh, I saw. I very much saw.
It was so heartbreaking.
With the red hair and the blue glasses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're, like, turquoise see-through. I was like, oh, this is exactly what I wanted.
Who picked out those glasses?
Honestly, they were the first ones we saw there. And the guy, Michael, he's great. But I got to go get, like, 8 more pair. Because we're going to be on the cover of a magazine soon, so I need to get the anti-reflective ones, you know what I'm saying? Boy's a star.
I used to have the transition glasses where they turn into sunglasses when you go outside.
See, that's sick. I didn't know that was a thing. Goggles.
They're great. They turn into sunglasses when you're outside and they get dark. When you come back in, they get normal again.
Tight. He's also like see-through pale. He's so white. So when he goes in the sun, we're like, hat, glasses, cover.
So I'm very curious. You have the album coming out. You have the book. Are you working on anything else for your creative self, just to fill you?
I eventually want to tour because I haven't sang in front of a crowd since before COVID. So I would love to see everyone again. I'll have a baby this time, so it's going to be a game changer. I do want to tour. I think I will tour. And then I want to get pregnant on tour.
The tour bus. Yes.
The tour bus, I will be pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm going to start trying like a day one of tour and be like, we're going to make a baby, you know? So.
That's kind of great because you can be like, you were conceived in this city.
Period. And then we should name them that city. Oh my God. I'm like Kim Kardashian.
Oh my goodness. Oh. If you named him, oh my God, if you had your baby in Brooklyn.
Like San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Brooklyn. Imagine San Francisco.
Thank you so much, Megan. This made my day.
I worship you. I will literally do this whenever you want. You just call me.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah. Have me back anytime. I'm ready.
Awesome.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.